Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Support for WNYC comes from Adelphi University, offering master's degrees in general psychology, school psychology, and mental health counseling. Graduate scholarships are available. Adelphi.edu/psych. The New Jersey Symphony Orchestra, performing songs from The Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and more, January 26th at NJ PAC in Newark, 1-800-ALLEGRO or njsymphony.org.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we're going to go live now to Richmond, Virginia, for an update on the gun rally there. Again, by way of background, thousands of gun rights advocates are rallying in Richmond to protest plans by the state legislature to pass new gun control legislation. But it's not just the rally. It's that members of anti-government militias and white supremacist groups have been identified as planning to be there as well. And those concerns have prompted Governor Ralph Northam to declare a state of emergency through tomorrow. So with me now is Mallory No Payne, reporter for Virginia Public Radio. She's on the scene in Richmond right now. Mallory, thank you so much for stepping out of the scene and giving us a report for a few minutes. Hello from New York.
Hello. Yeah, you might notice it's actually pretty quiet here because I'm inside a building, but just outside this building, it is not quiet. There are thousands of people out on the streets around the state capitol, and there's a rally going on as we speak.
And how big is the crowd? Do you have an estimate?
We don't have official estimates yet, but let me put it this way. I've covered the state capitol for 5 years. This is my fifth legislative session, and this is by far the most people that I've ever seen come attend a rally. So the space, the green space around the state capitol is completely filled, and the blocks, the streets around the capitol are also closed down and filled. So lots of people.
Part of what I'm seeing on Twitter is that there are basically two protests going on, one with no guns on Capitol Square. The governor has declared it a no-gun zone for the protest, and one with guns circling around the outside of the square. Can you talk about the presence of firearms today? What are you seeing?
I'm seeing a lot of guns, big guns, small guns, armed lines of militiamen. Just like you said, the governor's state of emergency bans firearms from inside Capitol Square. That's a fenced-in area. Anybody who entered that space had to go through security and be cleared. But the group that's organizing this rally, the Virginia Citizens Defense League, they sent out a call to their membership over the weekend saying that for every person inside Capitol Square unarmed, they wanted several more outside Capitol Square armed to, quote, watch over us. So outside of that fence line, that's where you have people with weapons and with guns milling around.
And this is supposed to be just a 1 hour rally, right? This hour is all the permit is for, 11 to 12?
So they've got an agenda that starts at 11. They've got speakers that are going on right now as you and I talk. And then at noon, lawmakers gavel into their normal daily session. So, I mean, the business of governing is still going on through it all. And the organizers say they want to be wheels up and out of here by 2 p.m.
What's the general vibe so far?
The general vibe is, I mean, so there was a lot of fear heading into this event, a lot of escalating tensions, fear that there could be violence. So far, there has not been any violence, no scuffles. Something that may be contributing to that is that there's no counter protesters. For as much as there are people out on the streets, everyone here, by and large, is pro-gun control. This is Lobby Day in Virginia. Traditionally, a lot of groups come out on this day because it's a holiday for all sorts of issues to lobby their lawmakers, and none of those other people are here. A lot of other events were canceled. People were told to stay away, so there aren't counter-protesters, and there aren't other folks around.
The big fear, or one of the big fears, was that white supremacist groups were going to attach themselves to the issue of gun rights, and it was going to start to look the way Charlottesville looked in the summer of 2017. As far as you can tell, is that happening?
You know, I don't know what walking the streets. I don't cover white supremacist groups. So I know that there's a lot of specific signage or regalia, and people online who are more familiar with that than I am are saying they're seeing those folks here. We know that Alex Jones, the conspiracy, far right conspiracy theorist who runs InfoWars, is here. So yes, I think those folks are here. But has anything broken out yet? No, there hasn't been violence.
And the rally is being organized by a well-known Second Amendment advocacy group in the state, I see, called the Virginia Citizens Defense League. But last week, the FBI arrested three men who they said belonged to a neo-Nazi hate group and said they were going to attend the rally. Have you been made aware of the presence of any particular threats leading up to this?
No, the governor in communicating at large about threats was not specific. Those arrests that you mentioned happened late last week, and that was actually the first round of arrests, or maybe the second round. The FBI actually arrested six or seven men last week associated with that neo-Nazi white supremacist group. They were arrested on charges unrelated to this rally, but officials say that those men had discussed participating in the rally. But in terms of giving details of those specific threats, the governor did not do that. Republican leadership here did request the governor give them a closed-door briefing, a private briefing, which he did with them on Friday. And afterwards, Republican leadership sent out a statement saying that they were condemning hate speech and violence and rejecting any attempt to, quote, subvert this event.
I'm seeing protest signs with that infamous photo of Governor Northam at a costume party back when he was in high school. The photo shows, or was it medical school? The photo shows someone in blackface alongside someone dressed as a Ku Klux Klan member. One protest sign I saw said, "The man in the hood is trying to take away your guns."
Yes.
So it's using his past racist behavior against him from the right.
Yes. And that's a sign that we've seen down at the Capitol. That's not the first time I've seen that sign down at the Capitol. This summer, we had a special session on gun control after the mass shooting in Virginia Beach. And I saw that sign, that exact same sign there as well.
And I see that local Virginia State Senator Amanda Chase tweeted today that the governor's state of emergency was a setup and warned protesters to be aware that the state is looking for any reason to declare the rally to be domestic terrorism. She even warned that the government could stage a disruption. This is an actual elected state senator in Virginia who is accusing the governor of that kind of potential conspiracy theory against gun rights.
Yes, Senator Amanda Chase has been really active leading up to this session with the pro-gun movement across the state. Localities have been declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries. It's a really a symbolic measure in anticipation of gun control from the democratically controlled legislature. And that Senator Amanda Chase, she's actually removed herself from the Republican caucus. So she's not embraced by all Republicans at the Capitol. And she's been closely aligned with this momentum and energy the whole way through. She was well known last session for carrying her gun on her person at the state house. And since Democrats have taken control, that's no longer allowed. Guns are no longer allowed in the state house.
Well, we'll obviously be monitoring to see if this remains peaceful, if this remains focused on the issue of gun rights rather than on white supremacy and other things like that as this goes on. Only 20 minutes more before the rally is supposed to end, but obviously things can happen as it breaks up. Let me ask you one last question, and that's on the impact that this rally might or might not have on the issue. I guess this is happening now because, one, there was a mass shooting in Virginia Beach that left 12 people dead last year, and then Democrats won control of the Virginia legislature in last year's elections, making gun control more likely. And just last Thursday, they passed three bills in the state Senate: a one handgun per month purchase limit, universal background checks for gun buyers, and a provision to allow cities and towns to ban guns in some public places. There are other things that I've read are on the docket for a little later down the road, like increased penalties for recklessly leaving loaded unsecured firearms near children, and a ban for firearms ownership on anyone subject to a final order of protection. Is this big rally going to stop the newly elected Democratic majority in Virginia from passing these bills?
No, I don't think so. Just like you mentioned, the state Senate already approved the first round of bills last week. Like I said, today, lawmakers are still meeting and gaveling in. There's a real sense among Democratic electeds that they won overwhelmingly in part because of this issue. Polls show that gun control was a leading push to the polls, and so they're keeping the track, and they're still planning on passing gun control, and the governor's still planning on signing it into law.
Mallory No Payne, reporter for Virginia Public Radio, thank you so much for stepping outside the scene for a few minutes to brief us here on WNYC. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.